It's plain fact. We know that the human brain is a system of switches, neurons, interconnected in a very elaborate fashion by nerves. An automatic telephone exchange is also a system of switches, selectors and so forth, connected with wires. Agreed, said Smith. But that analogy won't get you very far. Aren't there about 15 billion neurons in the brain? That's a lot more than the number of switches in an auto exchange. Williams's answer was interrupted by the scream of a low-flying jet. He had to wait until the cafe had ceased to vibrate before he could continue.
Never heard them fly that low, Andrews grumbled. Thought it was against the regulations.
So it is. But don't worry. London Airport Control will catch him.
I doubt it, said Rayner. That was London Airport, bringing in a Concorde on ground approach. But I've never heard one so low, either. Well, I wasn't aboard.
Are we or are we not going to get on with this blasted discussion? Demanded Smith. You're right about the 15 billion neurons in the human brain, continued Williams, unabashed. And that's the whole point. 15 billion sounds a large number, but it isn't. Round about the 1960s, there were more than that number of